He drove his knife through the top of one of the bean cans, sawed out the top, and passed the can to Lenny. Then he opened a second can. From his side pocket, he brought out two spoons and passed one of them to Lenny. They sat by the fire and filled their mouths with beans and chewed mightily. A few beans slipped out of the side of Lenny's mouth. George gestured with his spoon. "What you gonna say tomorrow when the boss asks you questions?" Lenny stopped chewing and swallowed. His face was concentrated.
I ain't gonna say a word.
Good boy, that's fine, Lenny. Maybe you're getting better. When we get the couple of acres, I can let you tend the rabbits all right, especially if you remember as good as that. Lenny choked with pride.
I can remember, he said.
George motioned with the spoon again. Look, Lenny, I want you to look around here. You can remember this place, can't you? The ranch is about a quarter mile up that way. Just follow the river.
Sure, said Lenny. I can remember this. Didn't I remember about not going to say a word?
Of course you did. Well, look. Lenny, if you just happen to get in trouble like you always done before, I want you to come right here and hide in the brush.
Hide in the brush,
said Lenny slowly. Hide in the brush till I come for you. Can you remember that?
Sure I can, George. Hide in the brush till you come.
But you ain't going to get in no trouble, because if you do, I won't let you tend the rabbits. He threw his empty bean can off into the brush.
I won't get in no trouble, George. I ain't going to say a word.
Okay. Bring your bindle over here by the fire. It's going to be nice sleeping here, looking up, and the leaves. Don't build up no more fire. We'll let her die down. They made their beds on the sand, and as the blaze dropped from the fire, the sphere of light grew smaller. The curling branches disappeared, and only a faint glimmer showed where the tree trunks were. From the darkness, Lenny called,
George, you asleep?
No. What do you want?
Let's have different color rabbits, George.
Sure we will, George said sleepily. Red and blue and green rabbits, Lenny. Millions of them.
Furry ones, George, like I seen in the fair in Sacramento.
Sure. Furry ones.
'Cause I can just as well go away, George, and live in a cave.
You can just as well go to hell, said George. Shut up now. The red light dimmed on the coals. Up the hill from the river, a coyote yammered, and a dog answered from the other side of the stream. The sycamore leaves whispered in a little night breeze.